armor of God continued. In the name of Jesus Christ, the last Adam, a quickening spirit, let our children and their house stand, therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit. It is written, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, in Christ we pray that our children and all of their family will elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh. So in Christ we pray that God, who knows their heart, will acknowledge our children and their people by giving them the Holy Spirit, that our children and their family will receive the Holy Spirit, be full of faith and filled with joy, filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, that out of their heart will flow rivers of living water. For they shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, that they might know the things that have been freely given to them by God. May it please God to establish our children and their house in Christ, anoint them and their people, seal them and their family, give them the Spirit in their hearts as a deposit and a guarantee. Help them to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. Keep their minds on the things of the Spirit, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, sowing in the Spirit, being joined to the Lord and one Spirit with Him, and through the Spirit they will reap everlasting life, be transformed into the image of the Lord from glory to glory, and purge their conscience from dead works to serve the living God, that they may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Then they will no longer be strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Your righteousness, O Lord, is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, let our children and their house stand therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, for God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, into their hearts. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose them in Him before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made them accepted in the beloved. Therefore, having these promises, our beloved children, let them cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made them free from the law of sin and death. In Christ we pray that by the Spirit they will put to death the deeds of the body. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. They are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in them. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple they are. They are not their own, for they were bought at a price. Therefore, let them glorify God in their body and in their spirit, which are God's, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of their body. For he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to their mortal bodies, through His Spirit who dwells in them. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before Him, and shall make His footsteps their pathway. It is written, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our children and their house stand, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In Christ we pray that our great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, will establish his word to our children and their family, put a hunger and a thirst in their inward parts, an overpowering love for the word of God, that they love it exceedingly, so that their soul breaks out with longing for his judgments at all times, as they take them as their heritage forever, rejoicing in their heart that our children hear the word of the Lord and understand it, keeping it in the midst of their heart. And in Christ we pray, our children and their family will incline their heart to perform it, knowing with certainty that his word is very pure. May our children and their people heed the word wisely and trust in the Lord, and make it their delight, for his word is a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. Let the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, give our children and their people understanding, teach them good judgment and knowledge, make them understand the way of his precepts, direct their ways to keep his statutes, make them walk in the path of his commandments, and let them not wander from his commandments, so that they meditate on his precepts and contemplate his way, inclining their heart and clinging to his testimonies. For his word has given them life and is health to their flesh. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. The word of God stands forever. The entirety of his word is truth, pure and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. Let the word of Christ dwell in our children and their house richly in all wisdom. And in Christ we pray that they receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save their souls. But they be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. For the gospel did not come to them in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit and much assurance. Therefore, let them hold fast the word of life, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed high priest by the word of the oath of God, let our children and their house stand, therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May the Lord their God be with our children and their house, that he may incline their hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that he may maintain the cause of our children, his servants, and the cause of their people, as each day may require. In Christ we pray that God, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, will direct their steps in his word, and let no inequity have dominion over our children and their house. Let the God of peace put the word very near our children, in their mouth and in their heart, that they may do it. For whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will give our children and their house the tongue of the learned. Awaken their ear to hear as the learned, and the Spirit of the Lord will speak to them and their family, and put his word on their tongue. Let our children and their people hold fast the pattern of sound words which they hear, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed to them may they keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in our children. May it please the Lord to make them sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. In Christ we pray that God will raise our children and their family up for himself as faithful priests who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind, that he might show his power in them and their house, and that his name might be declared in all the earth. He will build them a sure house, and they shall walk before him anointed forever. May the Lord make them bold with strength in their souls, and grant to them and theirs that with all boldness they may speak his word, speaking boldly in the Lord, who bears witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Let them speak by the Spirit of the Father, who speaks in them. For it is not our children who speak, but the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach them what they ought to say. He will teach them all things, and bring to them remembrance all things. And the word they speak will be spirit and life. No one will be able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which they speak, and they will indeed bear fruit and produce a hundredfold. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and their God and Father, who has loved them and given them everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort their hearts and establish our children and their house in every good word and work. Now in Christ, we commend our children to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build them up and give them an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. May it please God to sanctify our children by his word. The Lord gives voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who lives to make intercession for them, let our children and their house stand therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Let our children be a minister of Jesus Christ, having the ministry of righteousness, preaching righteousness, ministering the gospel of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, making supplication for all the saints, giving themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Therefore, in Christ, we exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, all who are in authority, that they lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children and their family, in the knowledge of God and Jesus their Lord, that they may be partakers of the divine nature, giving themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, being diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. In Christ we remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceful, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify our children completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in Christ we beg them, our children, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, that they strive together in their prayers to God, that they take heed to themselves and to all the saints, that they watch and pray, lest they enter into temptation. For God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Spirit also helps in their weakness, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In Christ we pray that their heart will be circumcised in the Spirit, that our children and their people will possess in the hidden person of their heart the incorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious to the sight of God. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Jesus shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord his God, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, as they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Abiding in Christ, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that our children and their house stand, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. May our children and their people go up into the gaps to build a wall for their house, to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. According to his glorious power, may God grant that our children and their family are faithful and make a wall and stand in the gap before their mighty God on behalf of all the saints. May our beloved children, building themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, pray evening and morning and at noon and cry aloud, and he shall hear their voice. For the Lord God watches over our children and their house. His lamp shines on their head. By his light they walk through darkness. The friendly counsel of God is over their house. The Almighty is with them. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. In Christ we pray that our children and their people wait for the Lord. Their souls wait, and in his word they hope. Let our children and their people hear instruction and be wise. Blessed is the man who listens to the wisdom of God, watching daily at its gates, waiting at the posts of its doors. For whoever finds wisdom finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. May they meditate on him in the night watches, because he has been their help. Therefore, in the shadow of his wings, our children and their family will rejoice. May their souls follow close behind him. His right hand upholds them and their house. Let our children and their house stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime, and sit at the post every night. Let them watch, therefore, and pray always that they may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong. Let them watch out for themselves carefully, watch over the way of their household, and do not eat the bread of idleness, but watch and pray, lest they enter into temptation. According to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of truth set a guard over their mouth, keep watch over the doors of their lips, and keep their heart from any evil things. Let them arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches, pour out their heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift their hands toward him for the life of their young children. Behold, Jesus is coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So in Christ we pray. Our children and their people will be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, not defile their garments, and they shall walk with Jesus in white, for they are worthy. According to his abundant mercy, may God grant that our children and all their people will overcome and shall be clothed in white garments, and Jesus will not blot out their name from the book of life, but confess their name before his Father and before his angels. For he who overcomes and keeps his work until the end, to him he will give power over the nations. Let them not sleep as others do, but let our children and their house watch and be sober. For the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. May our children and their family watch therefore, for they know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. But the end of all things is at a hand. Therefore, let them be serious and watchful in their prayer, also keeping watch over the house of the Lord and the flock by night, for all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Watchman opposite watchman, one at his watch station and another in front of his own house, diligently watching for the mercy of the Lord. Diligently watching for the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, and is on those who fear him from generation to generation. You, our children, God has made a watchman for the house of your God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, is on those who fear him from generation to generation. You, our children, God has made a watchman for the house of your God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill their ministry, open their mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, standing against those who speak perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. May our children and our people be watchmen who shall never hold their peace day or night. They will make mention of the Lord. They will not keep silent, and they will give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes them and their house a praise in the earth. Watch, therefore, for they do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowning of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds them sleeping. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. For to every one who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. It is written, and what I say to them, I say to all, watch. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King to the Holy One of Israel. As an ambassador of Christ, we ask your Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate with the Father, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God. We will rejoice in his salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all his petitions. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. Amen.